This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back, folks. Louisiana lawmakers are demanding a change after an investigation exposed what they call a flaw in a state law that meant to prevent racial profiling during traffic stops. The investigation showed that the law allows police officers to label only race, not ethnicity, which they claim means that drivers are often labeled as black or white, even though they don't identify that way. And here to talk to us about it is C. Dennis Marcel, a representative from the state of Louisiana. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Denise, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. So tell us about your concerns here relative to what is happening.
So first of all, when I wrote this legislation, it was an outcry from many of the people throughout our state as it relates to traffic stops. As you know, there was a lot going on regarding how people were handled at traffic stops. And this, in my opinion, was a way to show whether or not they said they weren't doing racial profiling. They had enacted some racial profiling rules in their different law enforcement agencies. But I thought this was a different tool to make sure that we collected the data at the traffic stop to show, particularly in regions, how many people were being stopped in certain areas. That was one of the thoughts, that in certain agencies, areas of, let's say, state police, that blacks were stopped more often and given more tickets or whatever in a particular area. And so when they say they didn't do it, I say this would be a way to show if you're not doing it, and we would be able to collect that data. Of course, that has not happened, as I understand it.
So what is it that you propose to change this situation?
The new legislation that I'm proposing in this session?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're asking about? In the new legislation, I'm simply adding ethnicity as a requirement of enforcement officers to record that and retain that information. And I think that, for me, that's where I believe the loophole was. So when they stopping people, they're saying, you know, whether they're black or white, whether their last name is Lopez, Rodriguez, and they can clearly see that they're not white or black, then I think we need to make sure that they are, because it skews the numbers for me.
So the officers will not be asking. It'll be their observations, correct?
Correct.
And we believe that this will improve the database?
I think it would. I mean, that's the intent of it. That was the intent initially, to make sure that we were collecting the data properly and seeing what those numbers look like.
So are we looking to combat racial profiling as well as ethnicity profiling?
Well, I think it's very clear to me that that was an issue of racial profiling when I wrote the legislation, right? But we can't get the accurate information if we're not including the ethnicity, as I have found out, particularly what I've been told, and I don't have all that data in front of me. I'm requesting that from in Jefferson Parish, particularly the numbers are really skewed by putting down white when that ethnicity is actually something else. And so I'm looking to make sure that the information that we're collecting is correct and accurate. And I think it's a problem when we're getting it and it's not accurate. And yes, a part of it is racial profiling.
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused because, like I'm probably almost 60% Hispanic.
Okay. And
I know no one would look at me and say, oh, I think you're Hispanic. They're going to put down white. I can legitimately claim, although I don't, that I'm Hispanic. In fact, if you go to the country of Spain, more than most recent polling, more than 50% of the people in Spain say that their race is white. They said my ethnicity is Spanish. Mm-hmm. They don't even consider themselves as part of Latino or the Latinx or whatever else.
I don't know
that it gets any better. I mean, if somebody walks out of the car and approaches the officer and that individual says, no comprende inglés, and it's
right.
That individual is
That's
visibly
clear.
Black. Is visibly black, the officer is going to put what down? There's a choice. It's either going to be black or it's going to be Hispanic. What does the officer put down on that ticket?
Well, I think that, our officers are intelligent enough to know if a person gets out of a car, for instance, myself, and I start speaking in Spanish, that does not necessarily mean that I'm of ethnicity of I'm Mexican or any other race. I believe that they can make that observation themselves.
What would you want the observer?
I would want the officer to put down black.
I mean, what if that person identifies as Hispanic? I don't identify as black. I identify as Hispanic. Unless we're allowed to ask them. It's still not right as it relates to how they view themselves because we're trying to mix race with ethnicity, and in thinking that we're going to get to a place that the database is actually going to be more meaningful. And actually, in my view, we're convoluting the database. We're making it even less reliable at that point in time. I mean, clearly, if somebody doesn't speak English and you're given the choice black or Hispanic, whichever one you choose, it may not be correct.
I get it. And there's no perfect solution to this problem. I just believe that adding that ethnicity gives them another option, because currently they're saying that they're doing it because there's only two forms on there, two spots that they could choose from, white or black. And that's what they have been saying. So if there's another option and they want to choose another
option. The form would be flawed then if there's only two, because there's five races. That's all there's ever been is five. I know we've tried to bastardize this thing over and over again of all these sub-identified groups. And I can just go through a litany of those. I mean, if you just look at the Mexican population, they even look at those as, you even have mestizos in there, which is a mix of Spanish and indigenous ancestry with Indians. 52
right.
languages, 52 languages spoken in Mexico. 52. You know, and a lot of them are dialects that don't even remotely represent Castilian Spanish or Spanish in general. And they view themselves entirely different. Maybe we create another box for ethnicity as opposed to try and mishmash race and ethnicity.
And I'm not saying that you don't create another box for ethnicity. That certainly should be an option based upon what the officer is looking at and what he believes that that should be checked. And I think that helps to clarify some of the issues that we're having. I didn't say it would be perfect, but
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I think it helps.
Well, I mean, you know, but I was in law enforcement for 40 years, and enforcement strategies utilized across this country is you tend to have a disproportionate share of auto or traffic enforcement where the crime is, because it is a tool that is used to see who's going in and out of that neighborhood and this, that, and otherwise. And if the neighborhood is disproportionately Hispanic, you're going to have a disproportionate number of stops in that piece of geography. If it's black, it's black. If it's white, it's white. I mean, it doesn't mean that there's discriminatory intent. And the problem when you just look at this raw data that's put out there, it doesn't account for any of the investigative strategies that are deployed, you know, while, you know, during the year to explain some of these, what other folks might call anomalies, that is implied discriminatory intent. The data still is meaningless. It truly is.
You are proposing that these stops are in a particular area. Sometimes they're on a state. State police stop people in the state and not necessarily any particular it could be just the opposite of what you said. It could be a predominantly white area, a predominantly white city. But if the data starts to show that Hispanics are being stopped there more frequently than anyone else, then that is an issue, and I think it's something that we certainly need to look at. So on the one hand, I hear what you're saying, but it could actually be the flip side.
We could have black officers that do nothing but stop white people.
Correct.
I don't know how much time we spend looking at that, but I could draw conclusions if there's an overrepresentation of whites that receive tickets in the city of New Orleans, that police department is majority black. I think almost two-thirds black at this point in time, that I could probably make a good case that we have discriminatory intent there as well, if I just look at the raw data.
Yeah, you probably could if that's the case, but we wouldn't know that unless we have some back. And that was my intent.
I think we could look at the data right now and find out whether or not we could make that case. That's the point I'm making. I mean, you know, it's just I understand, Representative. This is not criticism of you. Let me start right there. This is a very touchy topic that people are trying to find, you know, surface solutions for, and what we are doing is we're going back to the base of trying to redefine race for the purposes of trying to prove discriminatory intent. And that is a dangerous proposition.
I realize that, you know, race divides people into groups based on physical characteristics. So I understand that. And I understand that ethnicity is something totally different from race. I get it. My only intent in this law, when I proposed this law, was to look at information in all over the state of Louisiana to see who they were stopping and, you know, what their race was, how did they identify, and to look at those numbers. And now state police said that they were already working in that area and they wanted to do it. They actually came to the table and said, we want to do this. So they didn't have an issue with it. The state police didn't have an issue with it because they were trying to clear up their own, you know, agency to say that this is not what we're doing. So if the data shows that that's not what they're doing, it's not what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem I have, and I don't need to name the representative that says this and was quoted in, it's not you, but was quoted in the article. If they're classifying Hispanics as white, that definitely will skew the data and say there's no profiling in the state of Louisiana. I am fundamentally, legally Hispanic. I identify as white. And so I guess I'm skewing the data. And I guess the next claim is going to be made, I'm doing so in order to prove that there's no profiling in the state of Louisiana. I mean, that's how ludicrous this gets. You know, as when we make statements like that, that when we're doing something like that, that the data is actually skewed. We're actually skewing the data even more in some respects. And you just made that admission. And I think you recognize that. There may be members of our constituencies that want to see something differently. But the reality is, unless we're going to collect racial data and understand that there are five categories in historic races, I know we've tried to bastardize that in modern times, and that all other things are ethnicities. And when you go to the root of Spanish, of Spanish people in Spain, more than half of them consider themselves white. And then you have the Catalans that are there that don't consider themselves white. They consider themselves Spaniard, and they make up almost a third of the geography in Spain. I mean, you start adding all of these layers to all of this.
We're not doing this study in Spain. We're doing this in Louisiana.
I understand, but we've not asked people how do they identify as a race. I'd be kind of curious how that is.
Okay.
Not a lot of the Hispanics I know, they identify themselves as white, and their ethnicity as being Hispanic. And most of the ones that are educated recognize there are five racial categories. there's a whole bunch of ethnicities that exist out there. And when we ask officers to make this observation on a congested highway out there where it's not readily apparent, we never get to the point where we're really collecting good data without asking them. But they don't want us to ask them because then they don't want to have the downstream implications if they answer the question that might lead to other questions. They don't want to answer those either. I get it. I understand. And it's just an imperfect process that I think is going to remain imperfect no matter what we do. But I hate to see it be the, you know, blaming the police that there's discriminatory intent on the stop just because we're interpreting raw data is my only position. Representative Denise Marcel, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insight.
Absolutely.
And, have a great session coming up.
All right. Thank you for your giving me your insight. That's certainly something I need to think about.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.